Biblically-centered kids.
Well, hello there, kids. Happy Friday, January 31st, 2025, the last day of the first month of the new year. I can't believe it's already here. Well, you guys, this is the Biblically Centered Kids podcast. My name is Miss Danica, and I'm so excited to be with you today. Thank you so much for listening. First things first, we've got a fun national holiday to celebrate today. What drink is served warm, full of chocolate, and normally paired with marshmallows? That's right, hot chocolate. No other drink brings warmth to our lives and taste buds quite like a big cup of hot chocolate. I actually made some homemade hot chocolate last week when we got some snow, and it was the perfect drink to sip on after being outside in the cold. How about you? Do you like hot chocolate?
Yeah.
Have you had any this year yet?
Yeah.
What are your favorite toppings to put on your hot chocolate? Let's see, you've got whipped topping, you've got peppermint, some cinnamon, maybe marshmallows, something else? Oh, I just wish I had a glass right now. Delicious. Okay, well, you guys, it is Friday, and you know what that means. That's right, it is quiz day. You can either answer aloud or grab a pen and paper to write down your answers about this week's virtue and the Bible stories that we listened to. All right, question number one. What does self-control mean? Okay, let's see. Does it mean A, doing whatever we feel like at the moment? B, thinking before we act and making choices that honor God? C, letting our emotions control our actions? Or D, always trying to win arguments? So we had A, doing whatever we feel like in the moment. B, thinking before we act to make choices that honor God. C, letting our emotions control our actions. Or D, always trying to win arguments. That's right. You knew it. B, thinking before we act to make choices that honor God. Self-control is all about pausing to think, to pray, and to choose actions that follow God's will instead of letting our emotions like anger or fear guide us. Good job, you guys. Okay, question number two. Why did God tell Moses to speak to the rock in the wilderness? Was it A, so the rock would turn into bread? B, to scare the people into listening to Moses? C, so the rock would grow fruit? Or D, to show the people that God would provide water for them? Of course, that one was kind of easy. D, to show the people that God could and would provide water for them. God really wanted Moses to speak to the rock, to show his power and remind the Israelites that he cared for them even in the wilderness. And he wanted Moses to obey him, right? Not to rely on what had happened in the past. We always want to make sure we're seeking God for what he wants each and every time, right? Okay, question number three. What mistake did Moses make when he struck the rock instead of speaking to it? Oh, I just kind of hinted at this. Okay, A, he was trying to get glory for himself instead of honoring God. B, he hit the wrong rock. C, he didn't believe God would give them water. Or D, he told the people, let's leave the wilderness. So what was his mistake at that time? A, he was trying to get glory for himself instead of honoring God. B, he hit the wrong rock. C, he didn't believe God would give them water. Or D, he told the people to leave the wilderness. Well, just kind of like I mentioned, it would kind of be A. So he was trying to get glory for himself instead of honoring God. By striking the rock, Moses didn't trust God's plan or give God the glory. And his lack of self-control cost him the chance to enter the promised land. I know. Okay, so number four. Why did Peter cut off the soldier's ear? A, he wanted to protect Jesus because he was scared. B, he was trying to stop Judas from betraying Jesus. C, he thought Jesus told him to do it. Or D, he wanted to take revenge on the soldiers. A, he wanted to protect Jesus because he was scared. B, he was just trying to stop Judas from betraying Jesus. C, he thought Jesus told him to do it. Or D, he wanted to take revenge on the soldiers. And that one's kind of tricky. It could kind of be maybe a few of those. So maybe A or B or even D. Basically, Peter wanted to protect Jesus, right? Because he was scared. He didn't want them to take him away. And yeah, maybe right there in the moment, he wanted to take revenge on the soldiers. Peter ultimately acted out of fear and didn't stop to think or to trust in God's plan. And Jesus reminded him to put away the sword because God ultimately was in control. And five, our last question of today, what did Jesus do after Peter cut off the soldier's ear? A, did Jesus tell the soldiers to leave? B, did he run away with the disciples? C, healed the soldier's ear and told Peter to put away his sword? Or D, told Peter to fight harder? So A, did he tell the soldiers, leave, get out of here? B, did Jesus just turn away and run away with the disciples? C, did he heal the soldier's ear and tell Peter to put away his sword? Or D, did he tell Peter to fight harder? That's right, C, the answer is C. Jesus healed the soldier's ear and then told Peter to put away his sword. Jesus showed self-control and kindness even in that moment, even during a very difficult time. He healed the soldier's ear and reminded Peter that this was part of God's plan. Well, kids, I just want to thank you so much for joining us this week. We learned all about the virtue of self-control, which is pausing to think, to pray, to make choices that honor God. Self-control helps us reflect God's character, and it helps us to make wise choices, even when it's hard. And so this week, let's ask God every day to help us grow in self-control and to trust His perfect plan in our lives. I know Mr. Johnny and I, we still do that every single day. We're still having to grow in self-control and to pray and trust in His perfect plan for our lives. All right, kids, if you are enjoying listening to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast, why don't you tell all of your friends so they can work on biblical virtue with you? All right, until next time.